Welcome to The Adjacency, a podcast made from recorded phone conversations between me and my buddy Tyson, recapping the podcasts, shows, and cases we all love and obsess over. The views, opinions, and hot fire takes expressed in these recorded conversations are solely that of The Adjacency and should not be taken as factual. These are real conversations between two buddies, nothing more, nothing less. Whether you're a close-minded guilter or a gullible conspiracy theorist, you'll probably love this. However, if you are ultra-sensitive, emotionally involved, or personally attached to the people in this case or show we are covering, you may not want to listen. We hope that this can be the podcast that holds you over until the next episode of Interpopular True Crime Show here. Enjoy.
Calling Tyson.
People pee in other people's pools. People see what other people do and do it too. People look like you. And people look like Mario Van Peebles. People peeping at you through a peephole. Peeping. People on my penis. Probed her at the zenith, so she keep it like a secret.
All I do is provide you fucking content and is getting to a point where I'm going to start needing to be in mode. I mean, I can only provide so many tracks, so much knowledge to the...
Did you catch the prosecutor's name?
Linda Shesh?
It's... His first name is T-H-I-R-U. Thiru.
It really? Oh my god. Oh no, dude. He's going for fucking major office, and he's still representing a case that he shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, the...
But! Don't get anything mistaken, because he is highly coming through. Oh.
What took us so long to realize his name was Thiru?
It took your productive quality to get in this content. And now that you know, dude, I live my life pretty subtle, so. And we like to, I mean, I'll hang out in a hotel, dude. I'm in a microtel, Ohio. But when I wake up in the mornings and I feel really good about myself, I'll usually come through. Looks like The Rock, huh? And I'm the dick.
Hey, speaking of
okay.
Speaking of bad choice of words, did you notice when Rabia went on that radio show and she was like, "Yeah, you know, Adnan's like the most even kill guy."
That is a hell of a pickup. He's Ivy.
Oh, yes,
that's an excellent move.
Me and Victoria
looked
at each other.
Even kill guy.
Yeah, that's a bad choice in this time.
It's like, yeah, that's an even kill. I didn't even get you. That's fire. Now I get your text message that you have some takes. Finally, starting to come through.
All right.
Finally, huh? Well, I mean, if your takes was as hot as your bracket buster, then you're going to be losing for decades. But if you deal with that, man, you actually have a reason to be on this podcast. Not just production value, but take worthy.
Did you see the prison setting? Like, where the prison was? Like, that was fire. Like, it was like this beautiful, it's like in a beautiful mountain valley. It's like, man, give me an hour outside a day here and I'll be straight.
Now we've crossed opinions. This is not a mountain sunset on Christ's green earth that'll justify us here. I'm here to tell you firsthand that it don't make a fuck what that drone flew by and showed you. Everything going on in that prison fucking sucking. Not fire. Hell, try though.
Documentary is called Jay, Get a Hold of Him. And he goes back on the Best Buy story and he says it was at his house where Adnan popped the trunk, not at Best Buy. So he went back on that. He also said he got 10 pounds for Adnan wanted 10 pounds and he got him 10 pounds.
Like, I'm fully on board with Jay got distribution charges. He fucking copped out. He turned in a story for the cops to back up the cops' fuck up. And all of a sudden, here we are. I guarantee you that he's had fucking 20 years to think about this lie. And then he said, if I throw pounds out there, then they'll know that I was trying to keep it a secret. If he was trying to make moves and was smart enough, he would know that a small-ass fucking drug charge would get you away from the murder. We've already talked about that, right?
Yeah.
You could even say major weight that I fucking pushed 20 pounds of weed. Or,
but Adnan, why would he? What, he didn't want 10 pounds, dude. He was like in the mess.
I know program. He didn't.
He wanted to blaze a couple joints, dude.
Adnan is fucking has no evidence on him, dude. Did you see the book of fucking shit that he was not involved? Like,
yeah,
when they
nothing.
Went down and said, they don't have evidence, they don't have DNA, they don't have a witness, they don't have a fucking testimony, they don't have shit, dude. They don't have shit.
They have Jay.
And his handicap parking sticker.
Jay said, speaking of parking, Jay said they parked that car that night, the night of the murder, the grass on the tire. They're like, the guy was like, dude, if this was parked,
they just
here,
pulled up.
Yeah, like if they, yeah, there was grass, like fresh
yeah,
grass
there
in
was,
the tire.
There were leaves. There were actually leaves on the tire tread that would have washed off fast.
Yeah, dude, so there's no way. I think the cops moved it there and told Jay it was to say he found it there, or that they put it there.
100% I agree. I've told you that before they presented the evidence.
Yep. I think it was most likely the janitor, and then if it wasn't the janitor, it was Don Klizna.
Okay, so how about at the end of the episode when they showed the janitor's house?
The janitor lived, like, right down the street, bro.
No, but nobody knew that until the end of the finale. That's a new fucking deal that no one knew. And if I would have known that the janitor lived right there, I would have never told you that the janitor was safe.
Right.
Ever. Dude, that guy lived right there. And I didn't know that.
And then you put two and two together with that he found her unburied, like,
no,
way off the beaten path.
Not that he found her unburied, that he does whirlwind weenie exercises next to a dead body.
At the end of the day, I think it was the janitor, and if it wasn't, it was Don Klizna and his, because there was some weird shit exposed in the documentary about him.
So do you have any way to tie those two together?
I think he just has bad vision, and he went to Lens Crafters, and Don Klizna had to hook up his eyesight, you know?
Wait a minute. Alonzo Teller? He played for fucking Villanova in 2012, guaranteed.
Don Klizna's work schedule was faulty. And his hands had cuts. Remember, they were like, yeah, around the time she disappeared, his hand had cuts and bandages.
And his mom was the alibi?
Yeah, and his mom said they were home eating meatloaf, like you said, or that he was working.
All right, so if there's two that have questions so deeply in your mind, like, I mean, where are you going, dude? Who is it?
I think ultimately it was the janitor. And then at the end, they just shut him down. It's like, oh, by the way, he lost his fucking trial or his hearing.
Yeah. What else can you come with, dude?
But they had to put it out because they had to have it done already. And then before it drops, the trial, fucking they scheduled the trial and he loses.
Well, I feel like they didn't get what they wanted. So they still had to drop an episode.
If he would have won, it would have still been the same documentary, I bet.
Huh.
Anyway, I think at some point he'll probably get out.
I'd say that his best chance on getting out is calling Cruella De Vil.
Who's Cruella De Vil?
She's the lady with the nose job on Netflix.
Oh, Kathleen Zellner. Cruella.
There she is.
Cruella De Vil.
There she is.
People pee in other people's pools. People see what other people do and do it too. People. People look like you. And people look like Mario Van Peebles. People peeping at you through a peephole. Peeping. People on my penis.
The Adjacency is recorded by Jesse Record and Tyson. Original music by Dewey Benz. Be sure to join the Adjacency Recap group on Facebook to get involved in this. And follow the Adjacency on Instagram and Twitter.
What's up with your mans? What's up with humanity? People pulling up and popping slugs and tossing hand grenades. I guess by now we know you talking people. People, that's the root of every evil. People raising other people's people. People on your porch preach and prosper while you chief in Talisi, Miss Parker. People be a trip. People be a trip. So I'm trying to take a trip. No people ever been. Sometimes people they be cooler. Mostly people like the fool. People be a trip. People be a trip. So I'm trying to take a trip. No people ever been. Sometimes people they be cooler. People pee in other people's pools.
Is that too many people?